Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Dress: The History of Fashion is a production of Dressed Media. With over 8 billion people in the world, we all have one thing in common. Every day, we all get dressed.
Welcome to Dressed, the History of Fashion, a podcast where we explore the who, what, when of why we wear. We are fashion historians and your hosts, April Callahan
and Cassidy Zachary. Dressed listeners, we're popping in to say hello.
Yes, we promise you, we are still alive and well.
Yes, so as of now, Dressed is coming back for season 8 on March 26th. And we know that is not necessarily what we originally told you all, but we promise we have some amazing things up our sleeves that we are working on, including the upcoming season 8, which is just insane that we have now done 7 going on 8 seasons of Dressed.
Mm-hmm. The first episode of season 8 will be episode 530. So we're still here, we promise.
So this is us popping in to say hello, that we are alive and well, that the show is coming back, we promise. We wanted to do a little mini-sode and share some of the things we're working on, which includes episodes for the upcoming season. And April, your episode opener is particularly exciting, and I think maybe you can give people a little tidbit of information about what they can expect with our new fashion scandal segment.
Yeah. So now that we've been doing this for 7 seasons, we're like, oh, how can we refresh our content? Let's create some new thematic things that we do. So one of the things that you're going to see in season 8 is a whole series every once in a while popping in called Fashion Scandals, where we are going to spill the fashion history tea for all of you. And the debut episode within our Fashion Scandals series within the show is going to be on Madame X. And as many of you know, I'm both an art and fashion historian. Also, I give tours at the Metropolitan Museum of Art a couple times a week. And I've been recently including Madame X back into the tour as she has returned from being abroad in the Fashion by Sargent exhibition, which we have done an episode on, I must say. So it was so fun really doing a pretty massive deep dive, reading other scholars' work on this piece, and also doing my own primary source research, which unearthed some very fascinating tidbits. But the scandal around Madame X and her dress and what happened to its wearer and its painter in the wake of said scandal in 1884 will be the topic of our first episode of season 8.
And for our listeners who might not know who Madame X is, this is a very famous painting by John Singer Sargent.
Famous paintings in all of art history.
And she is wearing this very fitted, very revealing, low décolletage, thin-strapped black evening gown. And there's just a lot of history around it and a lot of scandal around it. And we're going to share that all with you in our debut episode. So that's super exciting. And then another new series that we're going to be experimenting with this season is going to be called Dress Diaries, where we go into the pages of fashion history and bring you specific events, such as things like the Straw Hat Riots or the riots that happened around the Merry Widow hat in 1907. So really fun kind of snapshots into fashion history that can bring our primary source research into view. So very excited for this new season. And we're also very excited, Dress listeners, about our in-person fashion history tours, which we have just recently posted for New York and Paris. And we are hoping that you will still join us. We have a few spots left, especially for our Paris 2025 tour from June 29th to July 6th. April, do you want to tell people about what makes this trip in particular very special this year?
Where do I start? As many of you know, Cassie and I have been doing this Paris tour. It's a week long for years now at this point. And every single year we refine it because we learn something, we do something better, we go somewhere new. But this year, you guys, the fashion exhibitions in Paris are spectacular. So in addition to all the things that we usually do, which is like this amazing day at Versailles and a private behind the scenes after hours tour of the Paris Opera and all of these things that we always do that are like a skeleton of the tour, this year, the fashion exhibitions, there's the Louvre Couture exhibition at the Louvre, which is the Louvre's first fashion exhibition in 231 years of their history, right? This is a huge thing. Also, too, at the Petit Palais, in conjunction with the Palais Galliera, we have a history of the House of Worth. And Worth is considered, as many of you already know, a founding father of haute couture. So that is a foundational show. And then also at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs, which is part of the Louvre, we also have an entire exhibition on Paul Paré, who, much like Worth, is also foundational to fashion history, being the father of modern fashion, or a father of modern fashion. So I'm just saying, you guys, if you want to come to Paris, this is the year to come.
Yes. And we're ending this time with a lovely picnic at the Eiffel Tower. So just a few of the special offerings. It's a little expensive because it's summer in Paris, but we hope that you will join us because this really is a once in a lifetime trip. Never are these exhibitions going to be all up at the same time ever again.
And something actually interesting, just to say how special this tour is, we have now started having repeat guests.
Yes.
Like people who have been on our Paris tours with us before come back again to do another Paris tour just because they love meeting everybody within our dress community. And some of these temporary exhibitions change, but we have many repeat travelers at this point.
Which is also a reminder to us that we need to go to more places, dress listeners. And we know that we need to expand these international offerings. So we are talking about it, I promise, and researching. So stay tuned. Dress listeners, it goes without saying that a lot of our shopping errands are made easier these days by shopping online. So why aren't you using Rakuten? Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop.
That's right. You can earn cash back when you shop at 3,500 stores for fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, concert tickets, and more. How does it work, you ask? Well, brands pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and this is passed along to you as cash back.
From Sephora to Petco and Levi's to Expedia, when you shop with Rakuten, your cash back can be deposited directly into your PayPal account, or they will send you a check. Membership is free, and you can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals like store sales and coupons.
If you're already shopping at your favorite stores, why not save while you're doing it? Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million users who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
in a couple months, we are heading to New York City for our day tours, which, unlike Paris, is not an entirely packaged trip. You can mix or match what days you want to go. There is actually a lot of people flying in and getting their own hotel for these three special days. As of now, our first day is sold out, which is our day entirely committed to the Fashion Institute of Technology. But on day two, so this is April 9th, 10th, and 11th, we have 5 spots left on day two, which is where we start the morning with a tour of New York's legendary garment district. And this is such a highlight because we have private visits to the ateliers of Imanesh Schmalberg and Tom Sons International Pleating. And these are both family-operated businesses that are two of the oldest of their kind in New York City and the entire world. And we meet those fourth and, I think, fifth generation owners. They take us through, tell us what they do, tell us about the history. And it's such an incredibly fun tour. And then at M&S, you get a shop after, which people had a blast with.
Handmade silk flowers. Yes. And I don't even know where to begin because the first time I went in there, I was awestruck. There's thousands of flowers. Yeah. Thousands.
It's really magical. Beautiful. Yeah. And then the afternoon we're spending at the New York Historical Society, which is going to be incredibly fun. And let me just say, this day, you're going to be meeting 5 past dressed guests. And that includes Chaney McKnight, who's going to be greeting us at the New York Historical Society. She's manager of living history for the New York Historical Society. She's going to be giving us a lecture about her profession and how it relates to dress. And then we're going to get a private curator-led tour with Karen Van Horen of the exhibition Real Clothes, Real Lives. So that is an incredible day. So jam-packed and fun. And then Friday, we're spending the entire day at the Met, starting with a tour with Dr. Colleen Darnell of the Vintage Egyptologist. She's a world-renowned Egyptologist who is going to take us through and give us a fascinating look into the dress history and practices of one of history's most captivating civilizations.
Yes. And also, too, she has never necessarily tailored any of her tours to the dress and or adornment history of ancient Egypt. So this is especially for you guys. This is something that we asked her to do. So this is a one of a kind.
Yes. And we're super excited. And then April's going to be giving us her signature tour of the Met. Do you want to share what that is, April?
Yeah, sure. My tours of the Met basically blend my background in art and fashion history. And we look at 10 of the Met's masterpieces through the lens of fashion and tease out what the fashions in them can tell us about that time period, culture, society, lots of different things. We get into politics in some of the images. We get into gender. We get into gender bending. It's a super fun tour, and I've been doing it for over a year now. And also, speaking of Madame X, she's back on the tour. She will be our first stop on that tour.
And then you're going to all have a leisurely lunch on your own. And the afternoon is entirely dedicated to behind-the-scenes presentations at the Antonio Rotti Textile Center, where we are going to look at a selection of objects selected specifically for our tour from over 36,000 pieces in the Rotti Center's collection. So we're going to really get up close and personal. They bring out their cameras and their microscopes, and we get a look at these textiles. And it's just a really fun, immersive way to end our day at the Met. And we hope that you will join us.
Please do. And if you cannot physically relocate yourself to Paris or New York, Cass, do you want to tell everybody about your upcoming class that you're teaching?
Yes. So if you hear this before Sunday, the 23rd, I am teaching just a one-off class on the 1960s fashion revolution. It's actually an adaptation from my What Women Wore part 2. So just following on the heels of our 1950s haute couture class, which was a huge success. And if you missed that class, you can actually purchase the downloads if you want to catch up on that, because that was a really fun deep dive into the 1950s golden age haute couture, followed by my 1960s fashion revolution class. And then in May, I am re-offering my What Women Wore to the Revolution, 100 Years of Transformative Style class. Yes. So I will be doing that all of May every Sunday. I hope you will join me as we look at the evolution and revolution of women's fashion from 1850 to 1920. So, lots of stuff coming your way. And we have been very busy. And dress listeners, if you want to join us for 1, 2, any and all of these things, head to dressedhistory.com where you can register for everything. And we hope to see you soon, in person or online.
And I'm peacing out of the U.S. for a hot minute. We have a lot of listeners in Australia. I'm going to be giving a lecture at the NGV, the National Gallery of Victoria, on March 4th. That is available to register for now as well.
And it's online too, right?
Yeah. It's online as well. And it's basically going to be about the art of haute couture. And I'm going to go into just a little bit of the history of it. But what we're really going to do is we're going to delve into the examples of haute couture that exist within the NGV collection. And many of them are actually on display at that time. So after the lecture, you can go see them after learning a bit about their history. And I just want to say, the NGV is actually an haute couture client themselves. So some of these garments, they have commissioned. So we're going to get into this bigger, broader history. And if you all happen to have attended our 1950s haute couture class, this is moving forward into the future a bit. So just know that you can join us online. And if you're in Melbourne, you can join in person, which is very interesting. On my Met tour last week, I had two people from Melbourne. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be there at NGV. And they literally got out their phones and booked tickets.
As they should. Yeah. So we just wanted to pop in, dress listeners, and say we are still here and we are coming back. We are also working on things like developing a Patreon and our new website and finally getting our long overdue and promised newsletter off the ground. Mm-hmm. We are finally adding a part-time assistant to our ranks, which is very exciting for us.
Much needed.
As we have been doing this now for 8 years solo or duo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just us too. We're working on expanding everything just so we can keep engaging with this wonderful community. And we love you all. We miss you all, but we're still here. Please DM us. Please write to us at hello@dressedhistory.com.
And Paris, I'm just saying, you guys, if there's a year you're going to come, this is one.
Yes, this is it. I think that does it for us, dress listeners. May you consider getting dressed with us in Paris, New York, or online next time you get dressed.
Remember, we love hearing from you. So if you'd like to write to us, you can do so at hello@dressedhistory.com. Or you can also DM us on Instagram @dressed_podcast, which is, of course, where you'll find reels and posts accompanying each week's episodes. We get so many questions from you all about our recommendations for fashion history books. So if you're interested, you can always find a link in our show notes to our bookshop bookshelf. So that address is bookshop.org/shop/dressed. And there you can find over 150 of our favorite fashion history titles.
You can also find a link to that in our show notes, where you can find a link to dressedhistory.com, which of course is our website, where you can check out our latest offerings from the dress universe. That includes our classes and our tours. So head on over to dressedhistory.com and see what we have up our sleeves. Love dress but want to skip the ads? Consider subscribing to our ad-free version of the show for just $3 a month and enjoy our 8 new episodes a month ad-free. That does it for us today, dress listeners. Thank you as always for tuning in, and more dress coming your way very soon. Dress, the History of Fashion, is a production of Dressed Media.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.